Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Brooke, do you think you're doing enough to help civilization?
No, of course not.
Okay.
I wish I were, but no.
I don't know. You're helping with the population of hummingbirds, which...
That's true.
...has to contribute to civilization in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, okay. Sure, I'll take it.
Okay. But we're all doing what we can. I'm sure a lot of us could do a lot more. And Elon Musk, our Tesla CEO, says that's the reason he keeps having kids. He says he's helping with our underpopulation crisis.
Yes, which he claims is the biggest danger to civilization. So I guess those secret twins he had last year make him a real hero.
Yeah, he says underpopulation, and I'm like, have you been to Hollywood Boulevard?
And he's like, no, I'm rich.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Friday, July 8th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So I think it's safe to say Elon Musk is definitely keeping very busy these days. Mm-hmm. He's CEO of Tesla as well as SpaceX. He's currently dealing with this very messy deal buying Twitter. But on top of that, he's also the father to a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Now, I know I say any kid more than one is a lot. But he's welcomed 6 kids with his first wife, Justine Wilson. And then last December, Elon had his second baby with his former partner, music artist Grimes. But now it's been confirmed that Elon also fathered twins with Siobhan Zillis last November.
Yeah, so Siobhan is the project director for Elon's company Neuralink, which, to give you some background on Neuralink, they are currently working on developing a device that can be implanted into your brain. The device would apparently connect to a computer with the goal of transferring a person's thoughts into actions.
I just can't.
Which seems dangerous.
This is the future. We're in it.
Yeah. So also, this is the same company that I've talked about before.
Oh, yeah.
That faced a lot of criticism for testing their chips on monkeys.
Yeah.
And the monkeys died.
Yeah. That happens a lot.
So immediately for me, I was out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Siobhan also worked with Elon on OpenAI, which is a research and development company for artificial intelligence. Mm. So there's clearly a lot of history between these two. They've been working together for a long time. But up until now, there haven't really been any rumors of romance. Mm. Probably because mm-hmm. they were having sex through chips in their brains.
So Elon and Siobhan... They have a lot of talents. One of them is keeping things quiet. Because these babies were born last November.
Yeah.
And we're only finding out about them now because The Insider just published court documents that confirm that they were born. And the documents reveal that Elon and Siobhan asked a Texas court to have their babies' names changed back in April.
Yeah, so this court filing was just published on Wednesday, which is why we're all talking about it.
Yeah.
And it says that the twins were born in Austin, Texas. The doc also says that Elon and Siobhan asked a Texas county court to change the baby's name so that they would have Elon's last name. And then Siobhan's last name would be incorporated into their middle names, which I guess isn't weird for an Elon child. I don't know.
I will say I know quite a few of my friends have their mother's maiden name as their middle name, or at least one of their middle names.
Could you imagine if you did this and your child was like, Little Billy Skidmore Williams?
Well, my dream is to marry somebody who has two last names so I can have four last names.
That's no.
Listen.
That's no one's dream.
I'm sorry. If Elon can name his child X-A-E, et cetera, I can name my child Siobhan. Skidmore Williams.
Well, listen, there's a difference between can and should. So
you're not wrong.
Let's just keep that in mind.
You're not wrong.
So we do not know what the baby's names or sexes are. They've been redacted from the documents. And back in May, a judge in Austin did grant Elon and Siobhan's request to have the names changed.
This is one of those things where I'm like, the fact that we live in a society where we have to get permission to change names is like,
I was
stand down, government.
Thinking that. It's so weird.
Like, a judge has to grant them permission to change the name of their child.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, actually.
It's weird. But Elon's babies with Siobhan are not just surprising because they were kept secret. The timing of their birth definitely has some of us tapping the side of our heads like, It's interesting because they arrived just weeks before Elon had his second baby with Grimes.
Yeah.
And Elon was reportedly dating Grimes for 3 years until last September. Now, granted, Elon and Grimes were supposedly on and off at times during their relationship before they finally called it quits for real in September.
Yeah. Nothing says on and off more than kids, having kids together. It's like, what? Are you really that off?
Yeah.
So Grimes and Elon were first linked in May of 2018, and then they had their first child together in May of 2020. Your favorite, a boy with the name X-A12, we're going to go with.
Yeah.
I guess.
I use the nickname X-A-E because I just can't say all of those together correctly.
Well, you know, we talked about this before. They were both saying different names, Elon and Grimes. So it's like, well, what are we supposed to say?
They got to go back to that judge and be like, yo, what name did you say we could use for our kid?
Yeah, remind us. Then this past December, Grimes and Elon announced that they had a second child together via surrogate. And that was a daughter named Exadark Sidereal. So it was shortly after Elon and Grimes split. And like you said, just weeks before their daughter was born that his twins with Siobhan were born. So the timeline's a little dicey.
Yeah. I mean, if anyone's watched a soap opera, it's not hard to deal with a dicey timeline. Like, all it takes is, you know, one passionate night and you've got kids all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like we said, these surprise twins make 10 children for Elon. But I think we can all agree that's a lot of kids.
Yes.
Elon is not done making babies. When Page Six reached out to him and asked how many kids he'd like to have, he said, as many as I am able to spend time with and be a good father.
Which, are we not past that point? I guess when you can fly your rocket all over the place, it's easy to...
Oh, look at that double entendre.
Ooh, yeah, that rocket's getting everywhere. So Page Six did also congratulate Elon on the birth of the twins, and he thanked them and said, bravo to big families. Can I just say, bravo to small families. Bravo to the people who don't want kids. You know what?
Yeah.
Bravo to everyone doing whatever they want to do.
Yes, you can say that and you should.
Thank you. So Elon, of course, like we said, has two children with Grimes. Plus, he has five kids with his first wife, Justine. They have 18-year-old twins, Vivian, Jenna Wilson, and Griffin. They also have triplets. The sperm on this guy.
I know. We got to talk about the sperm. Like, multiple births?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? Multiple births? Multiple childbirths? I don't know how to say that.
Regardless, he has multiple births.
Yeah. It's just, like, twins, like... All I can think about is the Scavos on Desperate Housewives, which I'm rewatching currently. And, like, to have one set of twins in a family is a lot.
Yeah.
Two sets of twins and set of triplets.
I know.
Like, lock that up. Like, that's a dangerous weapon at this point.
Or be a sperm donor for the people that can't have kids, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. I'm off the rails.
Yeah.
Anyway, the triplets are named Kai, Damien, and Sax. Mm-hmm. They also had another son, Nevada, who was actually their firstborn, but very, very sadly died when he was only 10 weeks from sudden infant death syndrome, also known as SIDS. That's like the saddest thing of all time to me.
That's what I used to do education for when I worked at Hopkins. It's so tragic and terrifying.
You know that, like, they found a link that causes SIDS, like, very recently. Mm. And they think they can, like, prevent it now. Did you hear about that?
I didn't hear about that. I stopped subscribing to my medical journals.
I know. I could not be subscribed to a medical journal. I'd be in constant, like, panic. But
yeah.
But yeah, they've, like, are making strides. So that's nice.
Well, that's promising.
Yeah.
So 10 kids is a lot of children. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. more than a soccer team on a field's worth of children. But Elon is saying that he's having them for a reason. After the news came out about his twins, he tweeted that he's doing his best to help the underpopulation crisis, adding, a collapsing birth rate is the biggest danger civilization faces by far. I don't know, poverty, famine,
I mean,
disease have entered the chats, but okay.
Right.
Elon did clarify that he wasn't joking and tweeted that his words were sadly true. And back in May, he tweeted a photo of the fertility slump shared by the Wall Street Journal, writing, USA birth rate has been below minimum sustainable level for about 50 years.
Yeah. So after the news of the twins' birth, he also tweeted yesterday, I hope you have big families and congrats to those who already do, which, come on, that's easy to say when you're loaded.
Yeah, and also, it's one of those things where I'm like, at what number of children does Elon stop getting to be a billionaire? Because kids are expensive.
Yeah, true. So fellow baby producer Nick Cannon chimed in with his support of Elon, and he replied to Elon's tweet about doing his best to help the underpopulation, and he wrote, right there with you, my brother, which he's like, yeah, that's why I'm doing it too.
Yep.
It's like, no, you're not.
That's it.
No, you're not. We've talked about this a lot. Nick is welcoming his eighth child this year, although he has hinted there could be more. And Elon responded to Nick saying, congrats on your family. We must expand scope and scale of consciousness for civilization to flourish and understand nature of universe. And added, consciousness resides most strongly in humans. Therefore, we need more people. Yeah, we need more kids so that they can burn up on the planet in like 20 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
I just, it's one of those things where it's like, if you get out your bingo card from 2020, did you ever picture a universe where Nick Cannon and Elon Musk are just bonding over their reproductive abilities?
2020, no. 2021, yeah. I've seen so much.
A lot changes in a year.
Yeah, so much.
God.
It's just like, doesn't population also contribute to climate change, though?
Oh, like, 100%.
What are we doing here? Stop it. Stop it.
Look, I'm sorry to say, but humans are a cancer to this earth, and I don't know that we need to be adding more people.
I know. Well, I will give them some props. At least they're keeping it, you know, to their own penises and, you know, not forcing us into a Handmaid's Tale situation yet.
Well,
yet.
We still have a few more years. Yeah, give it time.
Yeah.
Give it time and we'll be reproductive factories like God intended.
Uh-huh.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review, and be sure to tell your friends.
Please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
Our theme song is by Gems. Scott Velasquez is a music supervisor for Freesound Sync.
Michaela Myers is our senior producer, and Liam Garrow is our senior editor.
Our sound engineers are Sam Ada and Victor Figueroa.
Executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marshall Louis for Wondery.
Have a great weekend, Richies.
See you Monday.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just 3 simple ingredients, popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.